We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Why does it sound like a zoo? Well, that's because it's here at KDK. I'm Larry Richard.
Hey, good morning. I'm Kevin Battle.
And he is the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry, for our weekly checkup. And on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Little disturbed, actually. A little concerned for you. Ran into somebody that knows you yesterday. So I went to a barbecue place. And he says, hey, I did a big barbecue at Dr. Mike's house over the 4th of July weekend. I said, oh, did you? And he said, yes. And he said, that Dr. Mike is really a nice man. I said, absolutely, a good guy. He goes, but I'm a little concerned. There were some fireworks that may not have been all legal.
He should have stayed for the darkness.
He said he was sorry he couldn't stay for the fireworks, but you don't have, you know, you can plead the fifth. You don't have to cop to any illegal fireworks, but I heard you had a nice family gathering.
It was wonderful. And the 4th of July was on a Saturday this year. So you stand up on our hill, you can see all the fireworks in Harrisville. So he's right. The fireworks were amazing.
All right. Mitch says, hey, Doc.
All right. Hello, Mitch.
All right. Let's get to our questions.
Yeah. Deb and Rod in Washington have a question. Our dog chased a squirrel, caught it. Didn't end well for the squirrel. It's dead. After the encounter, though, they found a scratch over the dog's eye. Do we have to worry about any infection from that squirrel? Thanks, Doc.
You know, that always when there's any kind of cut or scratch, wound care is important. And, you know, keeping an eye on that is one thing. The other thing is, though, anytime there's an encounter with wildlife and any kind of scratch, every vet's going to recommend that you booster that animal's rabies shot. And it's unlikely, all warm-blooded mammals can get rabies, and it's unlikely for a squirrel to not die from the attack of a rabid animal, so it's very low risk of squirrels getting rabies and passing it on to our dog, but it's still there. So my advice would be to speak to your veterinarian about that, not so much about the cut, unless that's getting infected, but more so about a booster for rabies, and that would always be a good recommendation.
Okay, what exactly is rabies, though?
So rabies is a virus that will get into, you know, bats. 1% of the bats have it, and they can spread it. They don't die from rabies. But all warm-blooded mammals that get rabies, get the rabies virus, will die from it. And it will end up passing to their brain eventually, and when they become clinical, they usually have 7 days left. It's within the last 7 days that they become, you know, rabid, where you see those signs that you've watched on TV with Cujo or Ode Yeller. And we have to assume that when our animals get in an encounter, even a groundhog or, you know, anything, a squirrel, a porcupine, we have to think about the possibility of rabies. So we can't dismiss that. So every veterinarian, to be safe, is going to say the booster. Now, remember, if you and I get bit by a wild animal, they're going to give us 5 or 6 shots to prevent us from getting rabies. So it's always prudent to go ahead and booster that shot if your dog had an encounter with a wild animal or your cat.
All right, on the lighter side, Miguel wants to know, as we say in Pittsburgh, my fiance or fiance has a little dog that doesn't like me anytime I go to her apartment. I've been around dogs my entire life, have no fear inside my soul, but what do I do to get this dog to like me or trust me? Is there a drug that might help temporarily? Thanks, Miguel.
Dope it up.
Yeah,
crank him up.
Yeah, no, I don't like that method. there, you know, first piece of advice I'd always give is slow down. You know, let's not do it so fast. Most dogs like food, and if you have a dog that is interested in food, there's an easy way. You make those treats real tempting, and if they won't take it from your hand, toss it over to them. Get them used to you, you know, with permission of your fiance, of course, but get them used to you, and then eventually they're going to start trusting you more. Always remain calm, be playful around them, try to put a little love into their life, you know, to help start training them, have them sit and then throw a treat over and then tell them what a good boy they are, a good girl they are. And those kinds of things, eventually the dogs will warm up in most situations.
Yeah. Never show up empty handed. That was a golden rule somebody once gave me. Never show up anywhere empty handed. That includes for the pet. And one thing I did when I was in a situation like that, I ended up liking the dog better than the girl. But what I did was I got down on my knees, because the dog was freaking out. I got down on my knees, opened up the palms of my hand, let him come over and smell my hands and, you know, sort of see that I was on its level, and I started petting it. And
oh, look at you.
We became good buddies.
The new dog whisperer of Pittsburgh.
Became good buddies.
There you go. That sounds like a good technique, Kevin.
Kevin, the canine kisser.
I like that you like the dog better than the girl. That didn't end well, I guess.
Nah, it didn't. Anyway, Donna in Tarentum has a question for you. Is it possible that my 16-year-old cat could develop diabetes suddenly? She's drinking a lot of water and sometimes vomits. She's pretty spry otherwise.
You know, that's unlikely at 16. Now, I can't say when I get to ask these questions, is it possible? Of course it's possible, but it's unlikely. And so it wouldn't be highest on my list at 16. Maybe at 12, 13, it would be. But at 16, I'd be looking for other things. But things like hyperthyroidism, bladder infections, liver disease, and even cancer. I hate to say that word. But a simple blood test, urine analysis, maybe an x-ray will help diagnose that issue very quickly and can give help to that cat. A lot of older cats will start developing, their kidneys will start to decline, their kidney function will start to decline. And we can help them if we know that they're declining. And it's something that you would want to find out as soon as possible. And remember, even a 7-year-old cat or dog that starts drinking excessively and therefore urinating excessively because they're drinking more is a symptom of something may be wrong. So all of those animals should go to their veterinarian for a workup to find out what's causing that. And we can hopefully end it or make their life better.
And I got to share this with you, Doc. I had an encounter with a raccoon yesterday morning at arriving at work, hiding behind a tree in front of the car, and that was pretty bold, and I was concerned it would chase me. I bought a little pepper spray. I got a little something for Petey the raccoon.
There you go. I mean, that is not far-fetched. You know, I've told those, shared those stories here on the radio where fox and, you know, rabid animals, here we go with rabid animals again, run right up on a porch and attack people on their own porch. And,
oh, God.
You know, you and I talked about these stories many times. I remember one time out in Arizona, the bobcat walked into a bar, and it sounded like we were telling a joke, but it was true. The bobcat walked into a bar, and it turned out it had rabies, and nobody got bitten, but thank goodness.
Man.
Can you imagine? They do crazy things when they're rabid.
A little uncomfortable seeing this this raccoon, but I told Kevin the story yesterday. I was dating a girl, and at first date, I went to her home at dusk, and they had the side door where it was glass and the inside door was open. I could see mom and this girl in there, and I was excited, knocked on the door, and I looked down, felt something on my leg. I thought it was the cat that grabbed my leg. I looked down, it was a raccoon.
You got violated by a raccoon.
I shrieked, and the mother came out. She heard me scream, and I kicked Petey. She goes, oh, I see you met Petey. And I said, Petey? That's a raccoon. She goes, oh, he comes every night. We feed him. And then five minutes later, he was at the door standing on his hind legs like, where's my food?
You had your pepper spray. And Doc, that date real quick.
Great story, but not recommended.
No. I was
wasp spray.
No, I reached down to pet it, and I saw those little eyes, the trash panda.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
I'll tell you that I can remember vividly right up to that moment. Couldn't tell you where we went on the date, or I never went to that house again, though, Doc. So,
but you remember that record.
I do, and I got my pepper spray. Aunt Linda, Kevin's aunt, says carry some Raid with you just in case.
And it's a lot cheaper. Like, Repel Wasp and Hornet Killer at Lowe's right now, $2.98 a All right, thank you. 20 ounces. How much you got there?
All right, Doc, have a great day and a weekend ahead.
All right, you too. Stay cool.
Yes, and I am prepared for any kind of critter coming at me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.